Welcome to the Docs Who Lift podcast, where we distill and simplify the complexities of a healthy lifestyle, exercise, medicine, and weight loss. We're excited to bring you a podcast that's a prescription for clinical practice, scientific recommendations, and just real life. This is the Docs Who Lift podcast.
Hey, welcome back to the Docs Who Lift podcast. It's actually Friday. It's after Super Bowl Sunday, and we're recording this podcast because we wanted to be timely on the matter of the Hims and Hers Super Bowl commercial.
The commercial.
So I'm your host,
Dr. Spencer. How much did that commercial cost?
It's what is 8 million per 30 seconds or something.
Something
like that. I don't know how long commercial. It was like a minute. Wasn't it like a minute commercial?
It was not short.
We're not paying here. We're not playing it on this thing, but we wanted to talk about it because it was a bit egregious. And from the outside, people
are very egregious.
Patients are like, screw Big Pharma. They're greedy. So let's talk about the actual commercial. If you haven't seen it, go to YouTube. Take a look. We were thinking about playing it here, but I just can't. I don't think I can listen. But the gist is that they talk about some real things that are a problem. Our current environment sets us up for failure in terms of weight gain and making it tough to lose weight. We've talked about this often. They think people say that we're just Big Pharma shills and we just want to medicate everybody, and it's like, no. The reality
quite
is
the opposite, actually.
The reality is we are not going back to an environment that was decades ago. It's not going to happen. Like, you think that RFK Jr. is going to do that? You think all these other shysters and hucksters are going to be able to make that happen? Good luck. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Mark my words. Save this podcast.
And
we're not changing the environment.
And that's just talking about our environment that's working against people. You know, when we talk about obesity and all these chronic diseases, that's really what the narrator of that commercial sets the tone with. You know, we always talk about our genetics loads the gun, but the environment pulls the trigger, kind of thing. And that's what's, you know, really changed over the last, you know, several decades. Why people say, well, why are we having all these problems now? And so that's a real thing. I mean, that's a real thing. But the commercial, boy, it's like real dark. You know, it talks about the system, you know, and it starts doing this. It starts taking marketing strategies out of the playbooks of the quacks and the grifters.
It's called an us versus them marketing strategy.
Yeah. And it's a completely false thing, because it starts saying, oh, it's the system and it's built to keep us sick and stuck. And it's like, what? And it basically not only just talks about the environment, and yeah, we can dog, you know, big food and big corporate and all that stuff.
That's
fine. Everyone does. Everyone knows.
We hate them.
This is not a secret, right? That's why kind of the RFK stuff drives me crazy, because it's like, we've been talking about this stuff forever. What are you guys talking about? Everyone's been complaining about that. Anyways. But it gets into the healthcare system too. We already know, everybody knows, our healthcare system is dysfunctional, and it's not like it's perfect anywhere in the world. I mean, you know, the different political debates on how healthcare should be done. That's a literal, you know, policy debate that can be done. But you know, the way our healthcare system is here, it's very dysfunctional. We can sit and talk about that all day long, as I'm moving to a new clinic and learning all about insurance negotiations. You're doing your cash pay membership stuff. We talk about that stuff all the time. But that doesn't mean it's trying to keep people sick. That's quite the opposite. Everything in healthcare is to help people. And I just absolutely cannot stand when they try to make this false notion that somehow we're all trying to keep people sick.
It gets worse, because basically they're trying to blame Big Pharma and for corporate greed, which they do have that. Let's be honest. They don't get into like the whole idea of these PBMs. The reason that these drugs are so expensive, you look at other countries, $100 for the same drug that we have to pay $1,000 here for. But basically the manufacturers make it for whatever, $5 to $10. You have to have these middlemen, the PBMs. We've talked about them before. They try to negotiate between the manufacturers and the insurances, and yada yada yada. The price is astronomical.
Well, and here's my little thing that I hate about Big Farm is that in the United States they're allowed to spend millions of dollars on commercials,
which RFK might actually improve. So let's see.
Let's hope he does.
About it yesterday. Sure. Let's. I will applaud him on that. Yes, I'll give him that.
Yeah.
All right.
And why that hasn't been done before is beyond me.
We'll see.
Hey, if he can do it, sure.
So then it goes a little bit further, because what they're saying is like, but we're here to help because we're going to make a cheaper alternative for you. And what they're selling is compounded semaglutide. And what
do they not do tirzepatide?
No, they don't. And there's probably many reasons which we can get into why, but tirzepatide is more expensive to compound. The semaglutide is cheaper, and also I think the tirzepatide's more readily is about to come off the shortage list, to which they don't want to mess around legally.
It is off the shortage list.
Well, it's in the legal battle right now between the outsourcing compounding facility. So here's where people are really upset. They skirted around the usual, because it looked like a Big Pharma ad, but it was like small pharma basically.
Right.
Because they're compounding it.
They're pretending to be like this, the small mom and pop shop, but they're actually big, huge corporate greed.
Huge,
not even a real public, comprehensive healthcare place.
So they skirted around the laws, where usually with a Big Pharma commercial, you have to give all the lists of all the different things. This drug may cause XYZ and blah, 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 and give all those little things that everybody
laughs
about. Yeah, and saying that, no, we're here to help. So what we're laughing about is that, so you're saying Novo Nordisk, and we're not saying that they're this benevolent, huge company, corporation. I agree, there's a lot of corporate greed here. The prices of these things are just insane.
Yeah, of course. But what
they took their intellectual property, and because of a loophole, they're not supposed to be able to do this, but because it's in shortage, there's a loophole that they're allowed to then compound it. And this was a big controversy amongst the obesity doctors. Everybody was confused. No, they're legally allowed to do this during shortages. It's allowed, even if it's a patented drug. But what they're trying to claim is that, no, we're here to help. We're here to make this cheaper. No, this is a bunch of big corporate greed. You skirted around laws, and now you took their drug that they spent millions, if not billions of dollars to research and do the huge cardiovascular outcome trials, which we've talked about here, SELECT trial, huge STEP trials, all the other trials that they have done looking at semaglutide. And then they come in with a compounded version, make it cheaper, and try to say that they're the ones that are trying to help. It's like, people on the outside wouldn't be able to see it. They might say, yeah, Big Pharma's greedy. Let's go with these little guys. But
they're not the little guy.
It's a smoke and mirrors. It's disingenuous. I can see it through it. I understand why other people on the outside can't see through it. But they're not benevolent, basically. Yeah.
Well, and this goes back to the compounding drugs. And we have talked a little bit about this and why I would never prescribe it. I don't prescribe it. I find ways to help with cost-effective strategies to get it, from different countries for some patients and the real medications. But they, these compounding pharmacies, like you said, the loophole in the law is supposed to be for very important medications so that when they're on shortage, people don't go without their medicines. It wasn't meant for this situation where suddenly there's a huge capitalist demand for it and there's a shortage and now people are trying to profit off of that. And the thing is, normally medications that are appropriately compounded for individual purposes are already FDA approved generic and available medications. But because they essentially exploited this regulatory gap that allows them to compound the FDA approved drugs without they haven't gone through the rigorous safety and efficacy testing required for the original medications. And so we hope that those 503 is it 503 B
B is the best one B for best although but, not but it's they're still, not perfect
it's I just not, saw No, there's been all sorts of issues. This is not the real medication. They have not been studied for the safety and the benefits that the real medications, which have had enormous oversight of, and you know, and people can argue, you know, it's amazing, you know, people argue, oh, big capitalists, big pharma, they're just big capitalism, and then it seems like it's those same people that don't want big government. So we have government trying to put the oversight over these things, that's yeah. the FDA, but then everyone's mad at the FDA, and then they want this just completely unregulated big corporate greed, you know, hims and hers, selling bootleg compounded versions purely for profit, not to help anybody. Amazing to me.
Yeah, because they you should see how much they upcharge. Because I know how much it costs for compounded. Yeah. I've spoken with the company that produces for Hims and hers and a few other companies. I've spoken with them. I wanted to understand their process. I actually like the place that does it. They're BPI Labs. They do. They're the 503B. For some of these places out there. And I think they do a good enough job. But like my brother said, it was supposed to be used for, like, here's the risk. If somebody goes on, let's say, Wegovy, and all of a sudden it's gone for 6 months at a time, the risk of the comp, you have to take the risk of the compounded version versus the risk of regaining all that weight and then restarting again.
So, and possibly, by the way, diabetes
and all that, you know, stuff.
Hyperglycemia, cardiovascular disease, and kidney disease, all the things that the medicines help.
So what these companies have done, though, and this is how I would be able to print money. I mean, when I talk about printing money, just absolute gajillionaire if I did this. These companies are going to uninsured people, which is like two-thirds of the population. Two-thirds of the population cannot get these drugs because their insurances just will not cover it.
When you say uninsured, you mean their insurance won't cover the meds.
Yes,
the
or uninsured. Could be uninsured. But yeah, people that have insurance or not insurance, regardless, they just will not cover these medicines. And they're going to these people, hey, come here. Who cares that it's in the shortage people, should probably have access to these. That's why the law is there. But they're going to these uninsured people that don't have insurance coverage and go, look, you can get this drug costs $1,000 at the pharmacy. Get it through us for a few hundred bucks. And the thing that's going to happen, though, we just heard recently Ozempic, Wegovy, semaglutide is supposed to come off that shortage list too. What are those people going to do? I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to regain their weight, and then they're going to go back to square one of that risk of regaining all their weight back, which, you know, we can get into all that type of stuff. But I really, like, people think that we must be big pharma shills, that we're not happy with the prices. I don't
like it. No, it's bad for our patients.
Do you know how much money? I don't think people on this podcast, man, people on this podcast know. They like us. If you're listening to this, you like us. I assume,
maybe.
I have a few hate followers. I just get that, like, people follow me just to send. I'm like, why does this person follow me every single day?
Especially you.
Yeah, they every single day I see them make a comment, and I'm like, why does this person follow me every day? They just have to say something. I'm like, what is this person's life like? But
yeah, no, I have them too.
We would be printing loads of money, just thousands and thousands of dollars a day, tens of thousands. I don't know. Tens of thousands of dollars per day. If we opened up the Nadolsky GLP-1 compounding.
Absolutely.
And just hundreds of people would be signing up, and we'd be making $100 or so per person. Just click, send this prescription. Yeah. Click, send this prescription. And
yeah, the irony about it is, you know, like, even if we did speak for the companies or do something or education, because I want to do some education, you know, a little part-time stuff for some of the endocrine companies that are out there. But I don't know, because of all how people feel about this, that I could do it for Novo or Lilly, just because people go, oh, see, there he is. He's a shill. But like, if I did get, a little bit of money from them to do some educational activities, that just is absolute peanuts compared to what we could make selling the compounded bootleg versions of these things.
Not even close. I'm not exaggerating when we'd say we'd be making multi-millions of dollars a year.
Yeah, not even close to exaggerating. It's insane.
Millions.
And, you know, and the other thing about these places, so, you know, you take great pride in developing your online comprehensive obesity program. We obviously think it's very important that people who are seeking care for obesity and obesity-related diseases are getting very good comprehensive medical care. And so they should be seeing their team of physicians and dietitians and everything like that. These places are also just very transactional. It is pure corporate greed. They are not trying to help people. At least it doesn't come across that way. Like, that's not what their business model is. It is purely selling access to medications which have not been vetted. We don't know the safety. There are problems with it. There have been safety concerns raised. And there are safety concerns with the real medications.
Yeah.
But those can be monitored and studied appropriately. When it's just the Wild West, nobody knows. I mean,
Nobody knows.
I had one of my, I think my medical assistant was telling me how, you know, one of her, you know, family, friends or something was telling her, hey, I'm on this compounded, terzepatide or something, which is Zepbound or Mounjaro. And she's like, but boy, it sure doesn't seem to work. Nothing's happened. Well, you hear these stories about people who are getting these compounded drugs and they don't even have them in them, let alone the wrong concentration or the wrong dosing or miscalculations or anything else that could cause harm or lack of, of benefit and the different types of, you know, the salts they use. I don't know. I cannot believe people would trust this, but I guess maybe that's because we come from a world where we know how strenuous the production of all these medications are.
Yeah. It is very true. So, you know, full disclosure, I just started the Vineyard thing of like 6 weeks ago. I'm getting a lot of patients from the various, they're injection mills. They're not pill mills because they're doing the injections. And basically all the patients say it's very transactional. You are paying for access to the medicine. Now, here's the thing that I believe. I think access is important. So the concept is right to me. I think you can deliver quick and convenient access with comprehensive care. That's my motto, without charging them any more than what you'd pay at one of these other places. The reason I believe you can do this, and then we're going to release a podcast next week more about this direct care model. I don't believe it works with the insurance model so much. I believe because you can't have all these billers and coders that you have to pay. I believe it has to be a direct relationship with the doctor and the patient. And if you have that direct communication and a dietitian, but you do have to pay for it. Like there, it has to come out of pocket. Like I wouldn't be able to do this model that I'm doing any other way. And so my brother's doing the insurance model. And I think that's great. Cause I do, you know, there are people that are like, I can't afford $150 a month.
Yeah.
They want to use their Medicare or whatever.
98% of the people in West Michigan, no matter how.
Well, that's because they're Dutch. They're from Holland.
But it's true. I mean,
we're from Holland, Michigan. It's known for Dutch. There's a lot of frugal.
So we're teasing. We're Dutch. So don't, it's okay. We can say.
Yeah, we can say.
I'm cheap as hell.
Isn't that weird?
But also, I mean, and I know we debate this on the other podcast, but, you know, my patient population, you know, there are a lot of high risk complications or related diseases to their obesity. They have significant diabetes, hyperglycemia, they have kidney disease, heart failure. And so they're seeing multiple different specialists. So they can't just, you know, pay $150 a month or whatever for each specialist. But I certainly do agree that for a primary care model, and we do need to support primary care's ability to do better, and that includes comprehensive obesity and obesity-related disease care. They shouldn't all have to come to an endocrinologist like me to get that care. And yeah, absolutely, it would be better. Because the poor primary care doctors, you know, they're being forced to see whatever it is, 20 some patients a day, churn and burn just to make the hospital system money, which is pretty much why I think my department got fired, because we have to take our time with patients and you know, use a lot of resources to make sure they're well taken care of.
Yep, that's exactly right. So the gist is that, like, look, this place may seem like they're this big, friendly, benevolent company, but it's disingenuous at best, I would say. Disingenuous at best. And
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
They screwed around. Now, I will say, I do the company, at least I don't know if they're still helping them out, but BPI Labs, it's publicly known, so it's not like I'm divulging anything. There are articles about it, and I've talked to BPI Labs. I think if I were going to use compounded and prescribe it, that they're probably the ones that I would use. But again, like we'll see what this new administration does, but I believe it should be used in times of shortages. And I do believe that these we always talk about this. Novo and Lilly, people listen to this podcast. Release the vials, make it cheaper. Just make it the same cost as the compounded. Build your damn factories and make enough of it so that, like, if people don't have insurance coverage, they can pay the same amount that you'd pay as a compounded version. You would get rid of the compounding thing immediately. We would know it's FDA approved and in a manufacturer that's FDA regulated. Like, just do it. Like, what are you guys doing?
And quit spending money on $1 million commercials.
Yeah, just get rid of the ads. This stuff sells itself. You don't need the ads. You don't, and I know the pharma reps always get mad. I'm like, I don't even know if you need pharma reps.
This stuff I love my pharma reps. They got to give me samples for my patients and bring
they,
me
lunch. They
got
to give me updates. Yeah, so you can stick around. But maybe, like, make it a – but seriously, like –
Just they stop. Always tell me how they're mad at you and they love me.
I know.
Because I like my reps.
That's right. But the scientific liaisons love
me. Oh, yeah. They're great too. But, you know, one of the other things with the compounded stuff. So, yeah, and I don't, maybe not as much in primary care world, but in the endocrine world, we have a lot of special expensive medications that also struggle to get appropriate insurance coverage. And it really drives me nuts with those because they're for more rare things. You know, for example, for like the Graves' eye disease and for severe osteoporosis and several other disease states where, boy, if we could just skirt around all the regulation and just get these bootleg compounded drugs for cheaper and just give it to everyone, you know, that's not right, obviously. So why is it right to do it for something that just has this much demand where people are willing to pay for it just because it has to happens to have weight loss? You know,
people
so that's
I,
it's just
weight.
But that's not, I don't blame you know, them, from a medical health perspective though, that's not what it's for. You know, we're trying to help people be healthy, treat their obesity comprehensively, and it's not just selling drugs. And,
that's right.
You know, and BS compounded bootleg.
And just remember,
like that.
We are not. We could make millions and millions and millions of dollars selling the compounded stuff. I do think it has a purpose, but it's to fill the gaps during shortages, not to make
at
an
least,
unregulated
at least
drug
for
the population.
Yeah.
Anyway. Let us know. You might get mad at us for listening to this.
Oh,
but,
no.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know.
Just, yeah.
Eh, whatever. Anyway.
I got fired.
Go see my brother. Make sure go see him if you're in Michigan. If you have insurance, you don't want to pay me the big bucks. But if you are, actually,
But anywhere, you're licensed everywhere,
I'm in
right?
27 states. I have another doctor coming on. We'll be in all 50 states here soon. $150 a month. Flat, it's transparent, no long-term contracts because I cannot stand places that lock you in and then the person doesn't get good care and then they can't get out. I want you to stay because you think that this is I will put my stake in the ground and say there is not a single online place that will deliver the type of care that we're delivering. It's not possible. You wouldn't be able to because what these other places do, they put a care coordinator in between you and the doctor or nurse practitioner. We are only doctors right now, and we also have dietitians, one dietitian with each doctor, and it's you have direct communication with us. These other places have tons and tons of patients per doctor. We have I have about 300 patients, but the max will be 600 for the other doctors, but that's the cap. So no more than that, so we can give you personalized attention. Respond within 24 hours, ideally sooner if it's during the business days.
This podcast brought to you by Vineyard, Dr. Spencer Nadelsky.
Soon to be shilling for Vineyard. Anyway,
right. My God. Come see, come see me at
go
the
see
endocrine
my brother.
Clinic at the gym in Holland, Michigan. All right.
Here's our outro.
This podcast is for entertainment and education and information purposes only. Remember, the physicians on this podcast are not your physician. It should not be considered professional or personalized medical advice. It should not be used to replace speaking with your physician or medical professional to discuss your specific health concerns. The topics discussed should not be used solely to diagnose or treat any condition. As a result, we are not responsible for any unwanted medical outcomes. The views and opinions discussed are of those of the host only and do not represent those of any other entities.